All right, good evening. This is KE2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on September 20th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Right now we're going to look for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now move forward, and since I'm the only one currently on Echolink, I will move down and open the floor up. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Kevin James, good evening. WAQU.
Okay, we picked up a couple there. We got WA2U John and N2PFM George, and I guess you guys might be a little surprised that I'm in here tonight. My meeting got moved to Thursday night, so tomorrow night and Thursday night I may not make it in, or Matt either, because we'll be doing some stuff with the fire department. All right, we'll start at the top of our list from Watson, New York. George, N2PFM, the floor is yours.
Oh, good evening, Kevin. Just a minute. Well, good evening, Kevin James and John and everybody on the net. Temperature here is 65 degrees. Temperature range today was 63 to 75, and sunny most of the day, but a few cloudy periods on and off. And that's about it. Nothing too much else going on here. Just fixing up and getting things set up here in the house. So that will take up plus 73s on 2 PFM clear.
Okay, don't laugh, George. You are actually 1 degree warmer than I am here currently in Oneonta. I have 64 on the outside. We had a high of 79 today. I don't remember catching our low. It had to be in the 50s on the overnight. Okay, we'll move down the list. We'll pick up WA2U, John, out on the Hinckley Reservoir. How are things out your way?
Okay, leaving a pause, WA2U. Oh, good evening to George. Good evening to you, Kevin James, and the multitude of people that have tuned in and are in the monitoring mode, I guess. It's 60 degrees, 60 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, so a nice cool evening. We saw it seem always to be cooler than everyone, but no complaints there. Had a good day, a number of stuff, got some stuff came in today, so stuff that we ordered. We ordered a lot of stuff. Today was L.L. Bean Day, I guess. So, what else? Got that and some other boxes. We're a regular stop for FedEx and UPS, I guess, but that's okay. And I'm trying to think what else. Didn't do a whole lot today. I'm trying to know if we even looked at the emails. Did our workout. I did the weights today, the Tough Stuff weight machine, and Kathy, oh, she cranked, she was cranking today. She, a little over, she did 40 minutes with a 5-minute cool down. She was over 10 miles on the Airdyne, so almost close to 11, so That's definitely her machine. My machine seems to be the elliptical. I can rack up close to 9 miles on that in a half hour. But anyway, so I didn't get out and walk. I wanted to take a walk earlier, but I dilly-dallied around long enough. I went out to the mailbox and I thought, well, it's kind of humid out, so it was a lot cooler inside. It was almost like we had the air conditioner. We had the windows open last night, so it cooled right down. I'm not sure, I don't know, it might have got down to like 43 degrees, but it was nice and cool in here. So our routine is get up in the morning, shut all the windows and turn up the fan and stuff, and then we've captured free air conditioning, so to speak. So not sure what we're going to do tomorrow. It's depending on the weather. I made a call, see if a couple of young fellows up the road want to come down and do some trimming. We've got quite a bit of an area out in front of the house here that's it's not a real challenge to do, but give them some bucks and they can trim the trees, and the bigger ones I'll just cut, but drag them off and put them in a massive brush pile that's way out there in the back 40. So but they didn't come down, so they must be busy with other activities. Kathy's busy actually making zucchini bread. Easter famine. We had a plethora of zucchini here. You can only have so much of it, at least, and then the rest to give away, but it's kind of neat. So the house is wafting the aroma of chocolate zucchini bread, or zucchini bread with chocolate bits in it, so might try some of that a little bit later. And Kathy's watching a ongoing series on WCNY. I forgot what it's about. I don't know if it's about Roosevelt or whatever, so enjoying that. Anyways, Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, and I think what else is going on. But all has been relatively quiet, I guess. No complaints. I talked to some people that were involved with the Woodsman's Field Days, and I guess Sunday was kind of a challenging day, and some people packed up a little bit earlier. This is from a vendor that was up there I was chatting with. So back over to you. Thanks for doing that. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, you know what? Tell Kathy I'm a little bit jealous. Right now, I'm still trying to wait for the, how should I put this gently, the construction projects to cease here at my fashionable upper midtown pad, and hopefully I can get my kitchen and bathroom back into better working order. They've been doing a lot of remodeling here at my apartment. So as soon as I get that settled down, I'll get the bread machine going again. And I've got a friend that used to own Pudgy's Pizza here in Oneonta. And both she and her husband used to make the most delectable bread, rolls, pizza dough, you name it. I mean, it was just phenomenal. So they're going to send me a recipe that I can actually use in my bread maker to either make the bread dough and do what I want with it, or just let it go and make actual sandwich bread out of it. So I can't wait to try that and see what happens here. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2FBU.
Okay, we picked up another station. Our good friend Ray, our repeater maintainer, KC2NBU, how are you doing tonight, Ray?
Doing good. I just, let's see what we have here. We've got 66 degrees. So it's cooling off nice. Never got hot enough, I needed to use the air conditioning, but I kind of integrate two furnaces and an air conditioner all into one thermostat, and the way it was wired, it would run the air conditioning or the heat, but you'd have to go down to the basement and change the wires. and that was a pain in the butt. So I finally figured that out, so that all I got to do is flick a switch up here, and it goes from one furnace to the AC unit and to the other furnace.
Oh, yes, yes, Ray. As a matter of fact, you just kind of had me chuckling there a little bit. My parents have a solar home here in Oneonta. It was one of the first in the area in the early 1980s. And what we had is a backup heat system by Carrier, and it's a heat pump. Basically, what it does is it will draw heat out of, long story short, we have a 50-ton sand bin in the back of our basement that's insulated, and that 50 tons of sand is heated by air that's pushed through from our greenhouse, and that's on a thermostat control. So then in the evening, what we do is we run water through pipes in that sand, draw the heat off through the heat pump, and then heat the house. Here's the problem. If you try to run it on air condition, the heat gets put back in the sand, but heat rises, so you end up with this envelope effect of this heat rising, and you're trying to fight to get rid of it. So we got to figure a different way out to divert the heat outside, and I got a friend that's going to come over and take a peek at that at some point. So it's kind of interesting. So all right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins, and we'll open up the floor for comments or queries. Come now, please. Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, well, I was thinking of you, Ray, this morning. I was listening to the Moose. They have this swap thing on its swap and shop or whatever it is. It's, I don't know, about 7:25, and you're all kinds of interesting things today. But what led me to thinking of you, Ray, was somebody somewhere up in the North Country, I don't think it was you, they were looking for any used oil. They were collecting oil. They were any used oil. So I don't know if it was cooking oil, you know, vegetable oil, car oil, whatever. I said, someone's got some project going on. WATU, back to that.
Yep, comment.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2NBU. Ray, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, most service stations have to pay to get rid of their oil, so they're more than, their used motor oil, so they're more than willing to give it away if they can get somebody to come get it. The problem is a lot of these people are making black diesel, which is 50% diesel fuel, 50% used motor oil. And if you've ever gotten stuck on the thruway on a hot day behind a truck, I don't care if he's a mile ahead of you, and he's burning black diesel, oh man, the fumes are just awful. So I'd never do that because of the stench. Back to your heat pump, I was thinking of doing that with my old abandoned well that's no longer being used, and use that for my heat sink to... But the problem we're having today is they don't give you any wiring diagrams with these new thermostats. They expect you to match up the colors of the wire, and unfortunately the colors of the wire going through the wall are not the same as the colors of the wires that are supposed to be connected to the thermostat or the furnace. So give me an old-fashioned wiring diagram any day. Over.
Yeah, perfect point, Ray. Yeah, the wiring on these heat pumps can get quite dicey, and I must agree. And the other thing, too, there with the used motor oil that both you and John were talking about, I know where I used to get my oil changed all the time, my friend, he would save the motor oil, but he had a special furnace that would burn the used motor oil, so he would save it all year long, and then in the winter months, sparingly, when he was in the shop, run that, and then it would last him the whole season, so he never really had to buy anything to heat the shop with. It was just basically all the used motor oil, so which was really cool. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for other check-ins, and we're on an open floor here for comments and queries. Come now, please.
WAQ with additional comment.
KC2WI.
Okay, we picked up KC2WI, Pete. Yeah, I know you and I were just up there in the Lowville repeater, and I know you were working with Paul on some issues with computers. Pete, hang tight for just a second. I'm going to go back to John, WA2U, for a quick comment, and then I'll pick up Pete.
I appreciate Ray's comment there. I think I was in back of that truck he was just talking about when Kathy and I were taking a walk one day. Wow. yeah, people, I read an article just, I don't know, last night in QST about the two air conditioners. It was very, very interesting. And they talk about ferrite beads and putting toroids and things to cut down on some of the interference that was on 20 meters. And it's amazing how you, if you haven't installed something, if you actually twist the wires together, so the twisted, it will cut, I've always done that, but it substantially will cut down on the amount of RF. I guess it kind of chokes things off, so just the thought of people haven't, I used to take a piece of wire and attach it to something and put it in the chuck of a drill. And you could do it with 10 gauge or whatever and just spin that rate up. It's just a matter of seconds, and it worked out well. So, all right, I'll turn it back to Ned. I'm picturing KC2WI sitting there with his Brian Wilson t-shirt on in the spirit of things. WAQ, back to Ned.
Okay, John, as a matter of fact, you got me chuckling there, too, because I know Pete went to the fair. Yeah, actually, down at the TV station here locally, we use chokes and also anything that would be considered a flat wire. The station owner, my good friend there, he will do exactly what you just said, wind it in a circle, and it has to do with that right-hand rule, whereas an electron passes, creates a magnetic flux or a field about it. So if you basically spin those two wires, so you have like almost like a barber pole, hopefully you'll get a cancellation so that way it'll contain that from actually interfering with other things. All right, we'll move down the list here real quick. KC2WI, Pete, the floor is yours. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2WI, no, I didn't buy any t-shirts. I've made it a rule never to buy any t-shirts, souvenir t-shirts like that, because I have two boxes at least of t-shirts from every communications event I ever did. You know, I have 15 years of the Boonville, you know, Woodsman's 10K, and I have t-shirts from the American Lung Bikeathons and whatever, and then things I participated in, like back in the 80s, the Great Finger Lake Bike Tour, and I will never need to buy another t-shirt the rest of my life unless I gain so much weight that I can't fit any of these. And some of them are probably mediums and they're awful tight, but I just like, nope, I'm not buying any t-shirts, I'm not buying any sweatshirts. You know, sweatshirts probably eventually I'll wear, I don't have that many of those, but I'm not buying anything like that. And, you know, would have been, I guess, maybe nice, but, you know. It was pretty good, and would have been better in a real theater or someplace where you had seating where each row is a little higher than the one in front of us, so you could see things without the tall guy in front, you know, being in the way and so on and so forth. But I can't complain for free, basically. And so I really didn't spend any money there. I just, you know, bought a little food, which of course is outrageously expensive, but and went to the concert. And it was nice to see him. And I really wish that I was aware of what was going on with Brian and stuff about, 10, 12 years, 2004-ish, when he finally finished, you know, after 37 years, Smile, and did that live on tour. That would have been just absolutely great. He, you know, was in good form that time, as far as singing. Now he's an old guy, and he some stuff he does okay, and some he just, you know, it's Brian Wilson, and you get to see him, but performance-wise, you're going to see Brian. You're not going to hear the perfect rendition of the song. So, well, I don't know. I either timed it out or was right on the edge there. So, you know, you're just kind of going to see Brian and Al Jardine and, you know, Blondie Chaplin, although he was with the Beach Boys around 1970, 71, too, but, you know, he wasn't an original. And it was good. I'd say the one song that I wouldn't say was better than the album, but it was a really, really good rendition of was Pet Sounds, the instrumental on side two. They really, you know, that song lended itself to a little jamming and, you know, sort of hard rocking kind of, not really hard rocking, but you know. And they really, that was really good. I was really glad I heard that. And of course they did a whole bunch of the Beach Boys hits and stuff, and they have a standard set that they do, so I pretty much knew everything they were going to do. You know, the Pet Sounds album complete in sequence, and they started off with some, you know, the real popular Beach Boys songs, and then they ended up with some more. They really didn't do an encore. I mean, you know, we everybody who was following them at all knew exactly what was going to happen. That was good. Then I got home a little after midnight, so that wasn't too bad. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, and I know I agree with you on the t-shirt stuff. I've got probably enough that I can make a sale for a sailboat, so I'm just holding on tight to what I've got here, because there are a couple that I have that are collectibles, but outside of that, it's like, yeah, I'm like you, no need for more. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now.
WHU with comment.
Okay, the net recognizes WA2U. Go ahead, John, with your comment.
Okay, we'll pause there. Well, Kathy and I are just the opposite. Every concert we go to, we probably buy a t-shirt. I wish I bought them years and years ago when I went, because there were some concerts I just thought it was ridiculous. But, you know, it's got, I don't know, I have no idea. We've got them in alphabetical order. Some of the, you know, that stands out, I probably people only recognize Ronnie James Dio. There's a band called Heaven and Hell that we heard down in New Jersey, and now Lemmy, he's gone with Motorhead, and there's a B.B. King who we heard down in Utica, and I used to wear them, you know, every once in a while, and they had some of the hats, but the thought is that I'm glad Pete had a good time. You know, there's a lot of groups that are just, they're going away. You know, I don't know how many times Brian Wilson's going to be out there. We try to grab different concerts, and you blink your eye. I mean, I remember hearing the band and some of the old stuff, Humble Pie, Spooky Tooth, all that stuff. But a lot of people they've passed on of it. You know, Motley Crue is history. They're done touring. You know, Vince is out there doing his thing. Tonight in California, forgot where, Greek Theater, where. Tonight's the last night for the Go-Go's. They're done. There's a lot of people. Ozzy and his crew are on the, I guess, on North American tour. We heard them a few years ago down in New Jersey. He's hanging it up. A lot of bands talk about hanging up, and they never do. I guess the Stones are going to last out. We've heard them, but they're going to outlast everyone. It seems that way. But some of the groups just disappear, and it's great that we were able to get them. Of course, nowadays, with all the digital stuff going on stage with the amplifiers and speakers, everything sounds 10 times better than it did probably when we originally heard the bands. But it's always neat when you can grab some of the old stuff. And before, it just either the people retire or they pass away out of the blue. So anyways, turn it back over to you. There, Kevin James. Glad Pete had a good time. Glad you went WATU back to net.
Okay, yeah, very good, John. As a matter of fact, I can't say anything now, but I know something's coming here soon. There'll be an announcement, I'm assuming, pretty soon about an upcoming concert from another big name. One of my good friends, actually made friends with him several years ago, and some of you may already know who I'm talking about, but I don't want to spoil it too early. Like I say, I have to wait until I can give him the cue for the formal announcement, but there's nothing like going to see some of these people. Even though they may be, you know, getting up in years, they can actually still rock the joint and really put on a nice program. So be looking forward to that, and I'll keep you guys posted, too, when I hear that announcement being released. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2 is just a comment.
All right, WA2U, you're recognized. Go ahead with your comment, John.
I can hardly wait to see who, it's amazing. You hear all the different bands, and some places we've been, we've had a chance to, like we could go on stories and stories and stories of different things. I remember down in New Jersey, Kathy and I, we were in a certain area of Prudential Building, and we got to walk backstage where all the amplifiers and stuff were after the Metallica show, after they played. But I remember we lived in Syracuse and Clay, and one of the moments I find kind of neat that I really enjoyed, not only important, I know people rely, you know, they associate Ringo, but got to shake hands and chat with Pete Best. As far as I'm, you know, he's the first Beatle of the, first drummer of the Beatles, so we were at a concert one time and told him I'd play drums and shook hands with me, so that was kind of cool. WATU, back to that.
Okay, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, like I say, these old concerts, my gosh, I mean, I know I feel like I'm dating myself now. I wish I could go see more, and, well, before we lose more people, let's put it that way. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, two things. One of the things I did there was, my impression of the state fair is you could go over the midway and do all that stuff if you want to ride. But at the end of the actual, farm stuff, get you over the, cow barn or the horse barn or and all that kind of stuff, which I didn't do. I didn't have time to do it. If I was there all day, I would have gone over to, probably would have walked all the way down the far end and back. And sometimes you just go in the barn and it's like a different world. It's nice and quiet, totally different than the craziness of the other part of the fair. But I didn't have time for that, and if I want to see cows, I don't have very far to go. What I think I did do was go into the, what do they call it, the art home and art, I don't remember, whatever that building is there. And they have in there the mighty Wurlitzer organ, and of course they have organ guy that comes in and plays it for a few times. So I decided to go back at 5 o'clock and listen to them. When I first walked in there, they had like a little, the mighty Wurlitzer big band. And a bunch, they were okay. And, but if you listen to a good big band, either live, which I don't think I've done it, but I may have once or twice, or, like I was listening to the re-release of the Frank Sinatra, Sinatra at the Sands, Frank Sinatra and the Count Basie Orchestra, and, so that's real stuff. Anyway, I walked around and I decided, I'll go back over there. It's quiet. It's air conditioned. It's cool. And the guy came in and I don't think he was that great. Everything he played sounds sort of the same, but he made the comment, we talked about a couple things that all the old, I mean, he was playing, I don't know what tune it was. I think he played I Left My Heart in San Francisco, and he played some things which I didn't even recognize, and it was either stuff that was obscure, or he just was so bad at, he just was sort of moseying along playing things. Some of it I'm like, what the heck is this song, And but somewhere along he made a few comments about various things, and basically he said all the old, all the performers, the only one left of this era, probably was, I'm not sure what song he was playing, but I think it was before he played, Tony Bennett's signature song. The only one left is Tony Bennett. He's 90 years old. He's still singing. And actually doesn't, I've heard some recent recording. He actually sounds pretty good for a 90-year-old guy. But, he said, they're all gone, basically. He's the last one. And I'm thinking, move ahead or back up, whichever way you want to put it, 30 years, and like John was saying, we're a lot of the people that we grew up with, which of course were 15, 20 years older, usually that's the way it happens, you listen to the Beach Boys and you might be 10 or 15 and they might be 25 or whatever, are disappearing. So it was an interesting, it was a really interesting comment that he made there about that, and I'm thinking, it's not just the old guys that are kind of they're gone or they're no longer in shape to do any performing, at least. But the other thing I wanted to mention was I can't remember some Facebook post, but, I think of a Facebook post. Of talking about concerts and stuff. This thing basically said that even though there's, the Beatles did a lot of concerts and stuff like that, there was only two concerts that were really professionally recorded. And One of them was the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl in 1964, and that there was the record. I guess just after they made the Help movie. And, you know, there's a record of it, but the problem is that the thing was recorded on the technology of the day, which was like a three-track tape. And all you hear is screaming because there's no, they can't, you know, it's all mixed in there. There's no way to separate it. But apparently, I almost think they said it was George Martin's son. Modern used, you know, current DSP, and was able to actually separate out or at least greatly reduce all the crazy screaming girls and remaster or whatever you want to call it. And I think it's coming out as an album. There was a link to an audio file, and it was really good. You could actually hear them singing and talking, and there was the fans screaming sort of in the background, but it wasn't bad at all. And I don't know, that might almost be something worth buying, to hear them at really the way they were, you know, live in 1964. KC2WI.
Check-ins, comments, or queries, and if that's you, Matthew, hang tight for just a moment because I think we're about ready to wrap this whole thing up.
Okay, boss.
Yeah, if you like, Matt, I'll check you in as checking on my list here, and then, like I say, as soon as I'm done, I'll just let you take the floor. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2 with a comment.
WA2U, the floor is yours. Go ahead, John.
Wow, I'm just listening to, hope that's down the Route 365. Sounds like a raceway out there. Good evening to Matt. Yeah, Pete, that's very interesting what they're able to do with the editing and things now. There was a big controversy because a lot of the Beatles stuff was recorded in magnificent mono. And then, of course, they came out with stereo. In fact, one of my pet peeves now is that you get some of the earlier Beatles stuff, they'll play the regular monaural. It's hard to get anything in its original kind of design. And then the rest of the CD is all the songs in stereo, just to get something the way it was originally, but it's tough to do that. But it would be interesting to hear all that. I just recently got a recording, Kathy and I were like, wow, we got this box set from Twisted Sister for the early years or something, and it was recorded off, on a radio station, how they did it, and I said, you know, even when I was in college recording the bands up at Potsdam, back in the early days, I had a reel-to-reel, and I was smart enough, I used to go, and I knew the people, and I tap right into the mixing board, and I sit there with the headphones on, and it sounded great. It was a three-head deck, so I was listening to the sound. It had a little bit of a delay, but yeah, there's some re-releases of, you know, remasters of remasters. Now the big thing is 24-bit 5.1 surround sound, which is awesome. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. Say good evening to everyone. WA2U.
Yeah, John, I have to admit, some of those early recordings, especially out of the 60s, boy, I'll tell you, that, as you put it, magnificent mono, and then eventually they had the ultra-wide stereo. I don't think that was the actual term that they used. And there was a company out in, I want to say it was out in L.A., that specialized in a certain kind of an echo, and it was their exclusive sound, where what they did is they actually piped the audio down into the basement, and it was a special sub-basement, basically, where they actually had speakers set up with microphones, and then you would actually send the entire track through that, and then they would actually make a master track off of that, and it had a very unique echo to it. All right, with that, I'll throw out another call. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any other last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WN.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WIP. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a comment. I bought a DVD of Pet Sounds. I don't think I ever had one. I know at one time I had the record. Remastered, da-di-da-di-da. And basically, it's got all the songs twice. And the first is mono, the original mono. I don't know if they adjusted things or not, but basically the original mono. And then the same, you know, from the same, probably four-track masters, some kind of a stereo mix. And a lot of the Beach Boys, you know, and I'm sure other bands are the same way. A lot of these Beach Boys things and the big collection, you know, you get multiple DVDs with all the outtakes and alternate tracks and alternate vocals and backing, you know, drums and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and all kinds of junk, which I guess if you're a real fanatic, you know, most of the time with those, I listen to it once and I say, oh, that's interesting, and you're never going to listen to it again. But, you know, since all the Beach Boys stuff in the early days was all mono because it was all just meant for AM radio, and the technology was not, you know, like you say, a four-track tape was a big thing. When they went to 8-track, that was really a big thing. I remember reading some of that about when the Beatles, you know, they got the first 8-track, they got an Ampex from U.S. to use in the studio, da-da-da, whatever. And, but I see a lot of that, especially on some of these Beach Boys sort of anthologies, not anthologies, but, you know, re-release 50th anniversary, the Smile Sessions, which has a version of Smile sort of put together, sort of following what Brian figured out in 2004, but, you know, a lot of stuff is missing out of it. And then that's half of one DVD, I think, and then the other half is alternates of this, and then there's a whole other DVD. I never even listened to it yet, so it's interesting. But I kind of think, in a lot of ways, the original mono version is probably remastered, you know, or something, and a little, maybe a little noise reduction or something put in there, but usually it's probably the best. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, very good information there. All right, still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Come now, please. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Okay, I'll make this a final call for any other last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:47 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had N2PFM George, WA2U John, KC2NBU Ray, KC2WIP, and KC2DXF Matthew. I'm going to turn the floor over to him as soon as I sign off here so he can do check-ins for Octen. This is KD2FM, and hopefully we'll catch you guys. If I don't catch you tomorrow night or Thursday, like I say, maybe busy with KD2JWC as we got some stuff at our fire department going on. If I don't catch you, I'll hopefully catch up with you on Friday when Kathy has the floor. Till then, 7-3, KD2FM will be clear.
KD2 DXF Matthew in Utica for the United County Traffic and Emergency Connect. I'm going to call up on the KC2MP repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome.
And this is KD2FPM with a query, Matt.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, just be advised, I did a quick check-in on the 00 momentarily. Your call sign is what, Kilo Delta 2 Delta X-Ray Foxtrot, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, received. Yeah, I think I had you as a Charlie in there. I don't know why I did that, so my apologies. All right, I'll let you get back to Octane, and then I'll let you finish up. KD2FPM will be clear. Back to net control.
No, my name's not Charlie. It's Matt.
Okay, yeah, received. Okay, I will let you have the floor back. Thanks again. KD2FPM 73.
I got my own first, thank you though. All right, this is, yeah, thank you, right. This is Acton, KD2DX, after net control, looking for any further stations.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Ray, thank you for checking in. This is Acton. Making a final call for Axon. Nothing further heard. Thank you all. Checked in. Thanks for Boom Boom Metro Radio Club for the issue. Good evening. KD2DXF returning on that control to W2MO 1-8-0.